At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
For the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. I wasn't going to go live until like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I got a lot of side work I had to get done and taxes. I'm going through all that stuff, whatever. But like, man, I had to stop everything for the 49ers. Like, this is kind of going to be the majority of the episode. Man, everybody came back. Everybody came back. Juwan Jennings, back. Dominique Pooney, back. Khalia Davis, back. Etur Gross Matos, back. Russell Gage, back. Upton Stout, back. The 49ers, today was a bonus practice, right? So during the regular season, you practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, walk through Saturday, game day Sunday. Usually Monday through Tuesday, those are your days off, but with, you know, the new CBA, probably one of my favorite things about the scheduling, the 17th game, not a big fan of, but I love cutting the preseason down to 3 and giving that full week off. Every team gets a bye week right before the season. And so the 49ers had a bonus practice today, and 52 of the 53-man roster was out there practicing. 52 out of 53. Like, I know that injuries have been almost impossible to deal with this preseason and the training camp. It was just comical. But like, I kept saying all the time, the one caveat, these are not major injuries. They're not. Now, you can talk about Malik Mustafa and, you know, Brandon Ayuk. I get that. But these were not long-term issues. They were just bang-ups, and man, you couldn't field practice. You couldn't get the guys out there to go through one-on-ones. That was frustrating. But 52 out of your 53-man roster practice today. Yeah, week one Monday. And so you're getting right. You're getting healthy at the perfect time. And so the concern was, man, yeah, like, the concern was, yeah, you've got a division road game week one at Seattle, and like, you ain't got nobody out there. Well, all these guys have finally returned, and that is just what is so incredibly special about today. 52 out of 53 players are practicing, and this was the bonus practice. This wasn't even a full practice. So we're going to break down the impact of all of these players, go through what the wide receiver room will look like now. And in addition to that, Kendrick Bourne, who is in town, he's at San Francisco right now, or Santa Clara. It's not in San Francisco, but Santa Clara. He is there right now. We'll see what that looks like. We'll play that out as well. The only player not practicing is another wide receiver. Rookie Jordan Watkins is the only member on the active 53 that is not practicing today. He had the high ankle sprain. We'll see what that is. Now, he was working out on the side field with the GPS vest on. So that tells you he's somewhat ready or likely to return sometime soon. You don't have to push it now with Juwan Jennings back. We'll go through the wide receiver depth chart, but we're going to talk about those. So the 49ers have off tomorrow, and then Wednesday you ramp up the regular week. And that's when we get to start hearing from Kyle Shanahan on Wednesday, the quarterback on Wednesday. You'll get to hear from the defensive coordinator on Thursday, players on Thursday, all that kind of stuff. And you know, Juwan Jennings not talking today, but he is supposed to talk later this week. That is incredible. And speaking of incredible, Vicky Morgan in the house. What's up, sis? Appreciate the super chat. We kept them guessing, and looky, looky, 52 out of 53. Let's go. Let's go. Shout out to the Morgan family. Nothing but love for you guys. Heather We love you. We are with you in what is the coming days. Just want to let you know we love and adore the family. We'll be praying for you guys. But like, this is huge. The 49ers finally on the cusp of health. Now, does that mean everybody's 100%? No, that's not what it means. But if a player could go Monday, you got 6 days. Odds are, knock on wood, you're going to get those guys out there Sunday, week one. And you're talking, like, Juwan Jennings is the big news, okay? And before you walk away today, we're going to talk wide receiver depth chart. I posted all of my season-long bets on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. Those are up. So before you leave today, I'm going to give you a couple season-long bets that I really, really like. I posted about 20 bets up there season-long. I'll do week one later this week, but just want to let you know those are there. But let's talk Juwan Jennings. Oh, and I probably should say this. This is episode 1,499. Tomorrow, the John and Wayne Show returns for episode 1,500. 1,500 shows. Some of you guys have been with us for a long time, and it doesn't matter when you joined, just matter that you got here, and we appreciate you. So tomorrow we're going to be doing some giveaways. So come ready for the live show. Should be going live around 10 a.m. Pacific time. And yeah, we'll give away some jerseys, some shirts, whatever. I'll give you guys some options. So show up ready to go. Get your hashtag CCs in. That's the Countdown Crew. So we'll give one giveaway tomorrow for the Countdown Crew. I got some D'Amador Lenore jerseys. Ooh, who doesn't want one of those bad boys, man? And we're talking like authentic, stitched on, looking nice. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So as hashtag CC, we'll be getting a Demo jersey tomorrow. And then I'll put a trivia question on there as well. So we'll be doing at least two giveaways, maybe more. 1,500 episodes, man. Y'all not tired of me yet? Some of you guys, don't answer that. I know some of you guys are. But love all the hashtag CCs. Positivity. Through the charts. Look at 49ers throwback. Good afternoon, faithful. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe bell. Thank you. Thank you. Monkey Boy, JJ, Pooney, Stout. Let's freaking go. JJ is back. So let's talk Juwan Jennings because, all right, couple things. I was back and forth. A lot of you guys back and forth all year. Is it, you know, is it injury? Is it contract? Is it injury? Is it contract? Yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, I was like, man, for the first time, I actually think he's injured. I was wrong. Dude, not saying he wasn't injured, but that's not why he wasn't practicing. You don't go from no side work at all on the side field to full go and practice one day later. That's not a thing. It was contractitis. It was contractitis. He didn't get paid, and time was up, and we've been saying for the longest time, it isn't the best interest of him to play. It is in the best because he's not going to get a better opportunity to prove for that long-term deal for other teams than now. And Matt Barrels and everybody else came out and said, you know, he did not get paid a new contract with the 49ers. Just time ran out. He tried to play hardball, didn't work out, and did not get that new contract as of now. And he had to get out there and play. Otherwise, he's going to be missing game checks. So, like, that's it. Like, I'm telling you right now, not saying is calf wasn't an issue, but that's not why he wasn't practicing. One, like, you don't go from no practice, no side field injury rehab work to full go and practice. That is 100% contract related. I argue with the wall there. Same thing with Micah Parsons. Oh, his back is so bad. It gets signed, gets traded. He's out there practicing almost fully day one, first day he can. It's there. Look at Sean. He saw Kendrick Bourne coming and was like, crap, I need to get back. Little motivation goes a long way. I think those game checks and understanding, you know, Kyle Shanahan has put it through the media. He's got to practice if he's going to play. Well, he gets out there this week, gets the bonus practice in Monday. He'll get the three practices in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, walk through Saturday. That's plenty. Juwan Jennings is going to be out there week one. Yeah. JJ saw that right on the wall. But yeah, going from no side work to full go is sketchy as hell. Like, it's contractitis. It's what it is. I ain't mad at him. I am mad at him. But you got to do what you got to do. Got to do what you got to do.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Now, the expectations for Juwan Jennings, he's going to be your starting wide receiver. So we've talked endlessly about 12 and 21 personnel. The Niners ain't going out there in all 11, you know, personnel. That's not what it's going to be. But your two starting wide receivers are going to be Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings. We saw it at the end of last year. That's what your top two are going to be, right? Now, Juwan Jennings, and we've seen this with Nick Bosa, Debo, Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams. They go on and on and on and on. When players miss all of training camp, which Juwan Jennings did, he came out and practiced twice, hung it up. Oh, it's injured. Can't go. All right, now I can go. You have to taper expectations. Now, Juwan Jennings on a week of practice is better than Russell Gage, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Kendrick Bourne, Sky Moore, all those guys. But you do have to kind of temper expectations. He has not had the ramp-up time at all. He hasn't done anything. Now, he might have been working out on his own, whatever else. We haven't been privy to that. He hasn't even been on the field with the 49ers players through practice. What's going on in the, you know, meeting rooms and all that stuff, I don't know. We're not privy to that information. But dude ain't been out there in practice. He ain't had a walking boot on. He ain't done nothing. He's done nothing. And so now he's out there practicing. Temper your expectations for Juwan Jennings. But just the fact that he's out there, that is huge. Now, I'm seeing all the updates of Parsons and his contract itis has been healed. Now, and let's be real. As of now, Juwan Jennings has not been paid a new contract. Now, he's already on a second contract that he signed last year. But what's been put out there by Barrows and a lot of other people is that, hey, there was no contract restructure. It's just time's up. And if he doesn't practice, he can't play. That hurts his paychecks, excuse me, because he doesn't get those game checks. It's what it is. And this was the plan the entire time, because now if Juwan Jennings balls out, gets signed by another team, guess what? 49ers get that compensation pick. So that's where that's at. So all of this is kind of the way the 49ers wanted it, not the way Juwan Jennings and his agent wanted it, but that's kind of what you get. That's what you get. And it's the way that they built this team, because if you look at the wide receivers and the contract status, Brandon Ayuk locked up long-term. You know, Ricky Pearsall, still 4 years left on his contract with that fifth-year option. Young Bucks, Jordan Watkins, what can he do? Jacob Cowan, can he ever stay fresh versus routes on air? These are the things we got to see, but the Young Bucks, you have that built in. And so the 49ers plan for this, and now allow Juwan Jennings to go out there and play, prove he could ball out, go get paid by somebody else, and the Niners get that compensation pick back. It's the way they build their roster. It's just what it is. Malik, appreciate you, man. He says, so hyped for another season with you keeping us informed on all things Niners. Yeah, heck yeah, man. 1,499 episodes in. That is ridiculous. Oh, look at this. We got Eric Meisner in the house. For those of you who don't know, Eric runs our Instagram, Facebook, Threads, everything else. He is a G. Go follow us on, I probably should do better job of that. Go follow us on Instagram, 49ers Rush Podcast, or Facebook, or wherever you get your content. Eric is dude on top of it over there. Let's go. Victoria, rock and roll, five sleeps till Seattle. Oh, I'm so pumped. I am so freaking pumped. I cannot wait. right here, Camp Stat. Any wagers on Do 52 making Sunday? No, I'm not betting that. But yeah, the funny thing is, you can only suit up 47, right? So you have the, and then you got to promote from the practice squad. So that's where it's going to be. No way they all make it. It's not what it's going to be. What's up, RTP? In the house, man. Can't wait. Watkins is the only player not to return yet, and he's on the side field with the GPS tracker. Great news. Oh, man. Rob Lauder. The magical healing powers of Kendrick Bourne. I like Kendrick Bourne, and I'm cool signing Kendrick Bourne. The two issues for me and Kendrick Bourne are, one, price, which has been paramount this entire offseason. The 49ers, they're not looking to spend any more money than they already have. They are capped. So close to veteran minimum deal, which is still a decent pay. He's getting, you know, Kendrick Bourne's getting a sizable chunk paid from the Patriots who cut him at his request. But even more important than that, health. Kendrick Bourne's foot has not practiced in a long time. Long time. So how early can he go? How early can Kendrick Bourne go if you side him? Is he going to miss week one? Okay, is he going to miss week two? If he's not looking like he could go week two, I do not want to sign him. I really, really don't. What is the difference between Kendrick Bourne and Russell Gage or MVS? Or I know they're different style players. Robbie Chosen. Like, is he that much better? I would prefer him over Robbie Chosen, Malik Turner, Junior Bergen, Sky Moore as a wide receiver. But Kendrick Bourne's not a returner. So, like, you brought him in, gave you that little oomph. Now, you know, Juwan Jennings practicing. You know, Juwan Jennings replaced Kendrick Bourne. Remember that? Yeah. My, how the turntables. It's kind of weird how it's come for full circle. I would love Kendrick Bourne to be on this team, but if he can't suit up week one or week two, and I think that's the big deal. So you do the physical, you check it out, maybe sit him through a couple drills, see what you think. But if he can't play, I don't think that there's need to sign him right now. I know he's going to the Commanders tomorrow. That's fine. I'm not overly concerned about the wide receiver position now because you have Juwan Jennings. Again, let's go through the 49ers depth chart at wide receiver. Ricky Pearsall is one. He's your number one. Juwan Jennings is two. Russell Gage will be your three. He's back at practice today as well. He's been with the 49ers all offseason. He's been awesome. He's been reliable. Remember, you know, John Lynch said, oh, we're going to have him out there week one. Like, I ain't mad about that at all. So those are your three. After that, it gets a little dicey. You're going to have Sky Moore active, but he's going to be a returner, punt returner, kick returner. It can help with, you know, jet sweeps, pop passes, whatever else. Like, you need snaps at the wide receiver position. Sky Moore can go out there. He's not going to give you much. Marquez Valdes-Scantling can almost guarantee he's going to get promoted from the practice squad up. Then you got Robbie Chosen on the practice squad. Junior Bergen, I doubt it. Emily Turner, who's a much more consistent wide receiver, blocks well, knows the passing tree, all those things. So, like, I'm cool with Pearsall, Jennings, Gage, MVS, Sky Moore. That's five. Yeah, it'd be cool to have Kendrick Bourne out there as a six, but the Niners have played with five wide receivers so many times. Jordan Watkins comes back, gets some practices. It'd be awesome having him as a six because I'd like him as a returner as well. But the wide receiver position, it's not dire straits. It's not great. It's not great. And, you know, again, Logan, I love this. I called JJ and told him to go out there, and I told him Gross Matos to Mr. Miyagi that knee. Yeah, both of them are healthy, man. And that is great news, because they have both dealt with injuries for over a year straight now. Matos has had like four injuries to the same knee, and Juwan Jennings has played through that calf issue for 2 years. Yeah, the wide receiver position, it's not stable. It's not a strength, but it's not dire straits, right? Like, it was the worst wide receiver room projected week one. But now that Juwan Jennings is back, give it again, taper expectations. Juwan Jennings early. Don't start him in fantasy. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall is not the worst wide receiver starters in the NFL. You're 1-2. Now, it's closer to the bottom than it is the average. It'd be different if Juwan Jennings was peak Juwan and showed up kind of like what he did last year and ready to go. But again, he hasn't practiced in over a month. But that wide receiver room has a little bit of just grace and room for development now. And I think that that is huge. And remember, you're going against Seattle this week, and their two strengths of their entire team, defensive line, secondary, that is their core philosophy. They hired a defensive-minded head coach. That is what it is. And so now you have something that you can put out there against that secondary, because you're like, Juwan Jennings has gotten Tariq Woolen benched before because he's just not physical enough. Yeah, he's height, weight, speed, all that stuff. You put a bully out there like Juwan Jennings, he can mess people up. And I don't give a damn if Juwan Jennings hasn't practiced in a month. He's still, whatever that whistle's blown, those TV cameras are on, he's out to make a statement. It might not get the receptions and the targets and the yards and the touchdowns, but I can guarantee you he's going to be lighting up those freaking Seattle DBs, hitting them in the face, blocking to the whistle, to the echo of the whistle. I freaking love that. Now, if you're going to Seattle, oh, you cannot wait. We are so close. We'll be hanging out with Frank Gore in like 5 days. Are you kidding me? If you go to Seattle, you got to come with us.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right, baby, Seattle, we're going to be having a good time. Come out with us Saturday at the Press Box from 2 to 6 p.m. with Frank Gore. Going to be there doing autographs, you know, meet and greets, all that stuff. It's going to be an absolute blast. This is one of the most important games of the year, guys. The most, like, by far top four games. You talk about your road divisional games. You went 1-3 on the road in divisional games last year. 1-2. Sorry, you don't play yourself. The only game you won last year was at Seattle. So you got to win that one. This one's huge. Tailgate. Oh my gosh. Right next to the stadium. Premium tailgate. Unlimited drinks. Unlimited seltzers. Whatever it is you want. Premium mixed drinks. You name it. Food off the freaking charts. Walk to the stadium together. Can't wait. And then we got New Orleans for my birthday week too. We are hitting the ground running and I cannot wait. I cannot freaking wait. Man, we're still getting all the CCs in. Sorry, I know I'm behind on the chat. I'm going to have to scroll down. Everybody's going to get mad at me. Oh, I got a super chat I missed. Sorry about that. 49ers throwback. Thank you so much. Name me your top three Seahawks killers. Diamador Lenore has to be on there. Juwan Jennings in the past has to be on there. And George Kittle. George Kittle just crushes year in and year out. And a lot of it's the way that they build their team, right? What is Seattle's defensive strength? And we'll do a full episode kind of on, you know, scouting reports, what to expect, predictions, all that stuff. That comes later in the week. Probably come out Thursday or Friday. But like George Kittle, they don't hype up their linebackers. And so you put those linebackers on Kittle, that dude just shreds them. And it doesn't matter how good of a safety you are. There's really only about two to three safeties that have had any success against George Kittle in the NFL. None of those are on the Seahawks team. So, yeah, I'm going George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, just with his physicality and setting the tone. I think that that is huge. And, you could talk Fred Warner. You could talk CMC. You could talk so many different guys. But, oh, yeah, I freaking love that. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. Ben, not playing would have been a horrible decision. No practice, no play. Seahawks week, baby. Oh, I freaking love. Oh, look at this. Don Burr's in the house. Season must be getting close. Detroit versus Green Bay. Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I like the Lions, but in my season-long bets, I did not bet on them to have a lot of success this year. It doesn't mean they won't. It's just, man, losing your top three coaches. I'm not sure Dan Campbell can overcome that. I know Shanahan has, but Shanahan's a play caller. Campbell's just a motivational CEO type coach. Not that I'm belittling that, but like they're changing over offense, defense. Like it is completely different. Completely different. So yeah, we'll kind of have to see how that's going to play out. It's just different. It's just different. But hey, I'm not hating. I'm just a little bit concerned. That's a tough ass division. That is a tough division. And I think the best coach in that division is with the Vikings. I'm just throwing that out there. Big Brick, can't wait to hear what JJ has to say about everything. Man, RTP says, doesn't matter what he says. All that matters is he's back. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go. I don't really care how it's going to go as long as he's out there practicing. Health is wealth. That's right, Tommy. I freaking love it. Bobo, Juwan Jennings practicing just in time to get traded. I don't think that's taking place. Why would you trade Juwan Jennings when at your biggest needed wide position on the team is wide receiver right now? Why would you trade him? You have to have a wide receiver for the first 3 weeks. You have to have Juwan Jennings. If you traded him now, even for a wide receiver swap, they're not going to have time to get to know the system. I don't think that a trade for Juwan Jennings makes any sense. One, what team wants to pay that now? If you traded for him, he wants a new contract. Probably not going to get that. Two, what would you get for him? A fourth, a fifth? Guess what? You could have Juwan Jennings play for you this entire year, then leave, get signed, and get a fourth or fifth compensation pick back. Because if he's going to get that kind of $15 to $18 million, which I do think he will get, I don't think he's going to get $20, but that wide receiver market is off the charts stupid right now. Yeah, why trade him for a fifth-round pick where you can have him play for a full year, leave, and get a fifth-round back? It's both and, not either or. So I do not see them even entertaining trades unless somebody wants to offer a third-round pick or something like that. But what team is going to do that at this point? I don't know. I do not see that on the cusp. Maybe if a couple teams get some major injuries and they're trying to chase the playoff window, then maybe. But remember, Kyle Shanahan talked about Kendrick Bourne. Talk about full circle. It was that 2020 season where all the injuries, it was awful. And we get through the end of the season. The Patriots tried to trade for Kendrick Bourne, and Shanahan said no. Even in the season, we weren't even in the playoffs. Why? Because whenever he left, you got the compensation pick back anyway. So why send him, you know, out there? Whenever, look, the way you build this roster, the 49ers have it under control. We're going to develop our guys. We're going to build foundational players. We're going to like make sure we sign foundational players, but we're going to let guys go. We're going to let them get paid elsewhere. And we're going to build through compensation picks, whether that's, you know, I mean, shoot, Lakin Tomlinson, DeForest Buckner, and not that they're all right moves. Arden Key, like DJ Jones, Dre Greenlaw, Hufanga, Kendrick Bourne. Like, this is not the first time they have done this. I do not see a trade at all taking place with Juwan Jennings. That just doesn't make sense to me. He's going to play out the year, and that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. So, I don't know. We'll take that. Right here, Logan. Ricky Pearsall needs to prove he can stay healthy as well. That's true. Ricky Pearsall never missed a game in college. Never once. Ever. 51 games played. Never missed a game in college. And here we are now. Today, I think, is the anniversary of him getting shot. The 49ers opened up practice today. The very first song whenever they warmed up was 50 Cent Mini Men. Like, that's where they're at. That's not a joke. That's what they did. But with what happened last year, yeah, the hamstring, the shoulder issues with Pearsall, he didn't miss game time with those issues, though. Once he came back, Ricky Pearsall was back. I mean, he played, how many was it? Let's see here. How many? Because whenever he missed time because of the gunshot wound, but he played 11 games. He played 11 games last year. And they were 11 consecutive games. So I do think that he has proven, yeah, he missed the bye week last week, came back week 7, 8, bye week 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. He didn't miss one game last year after he came back. And again, that was all the gunshot wound. Now, he has missed a lot of camp last year and this year with the hamstring and shoulder issues. But, you know, my concern, Logan, the way this statement reads on Ricky Pearsall is how I feel about Renardo Green. Because Renardo Green, he did not finish like four games last year. Didn't miss a lot of extended time, but he needs to prove. I feel like Isaac Guerrero, he already lost his job because he couldn't prove it. And Renardo Green, those are the guys I need to see stay healthy. I think that's huge. That Bergen pick is a fireable offense. It's seventh rounder. At least it wasn't a kicker or a punter or a long snapper, but it was a special teams only pick. I thought it was stupid. But I don't know. If you think somebody could be special, it didn't take long. You'd be out there at the first practice, and you're like, dude, that dude's slow. Like, that's not NFL speed. What you have to have is a returner. Maybe I'm wrong, but yeah. Watkins is wide receiver 5. I think Watkins, they want to be wide receiver 3 or 4. But again, because he's a rookie, Shanahan doesn't trust him a lot. He was hot. Watkins was the talk of minicamp, early training camp, that first preseason game. Then he had the high ankle sprain in that first game. He's missed over a month. He needed those reps to be able to get those snaps early. And so, like, I think eventually Watkins, they're very high on him, but I don't think he's going to be playing much wide receiver. I think that they would rather have MVS out there. I think they would rather have Robbie Chosen out there. I think they would rather have Sky Moore out there early because, again, Shanahan does not trust young wide receivers early. He just does not. And whenever you take away all that playing time, I mean, is he going to be back Wednesday for a full practice? I doubt it. There's no way that dude's playing wide receiver. Might be a returner only, and that's okay. I think that's good for him. Just bring him along slowly. Bring him along slowly. Ricky, two TDs, man. I'm telling you, Juwan Jennings being back is huge. But for those like fantasy people and expectations and my bettors out there, don't do it. Don't do it. The 49ers have this very long track history of guys that miss training camp. It takes them a while to get warmed up. Even guys that have been in the Debo with the 49ers forever, Ayuk with the 49ers forever. Like even Kittle, like whenever he struggled with injuries or whatever, whenever he came back, it still was slow to bring him back in. Dude, I'm telling you, CMC, Kittle, Ricky Pearsall, it's going to be those three guys. And if I'm wrong and Juwan Jennings goes out there and balls out, that's fine. Don't feel like you're losing out on that. Like go with track record and trends. The 49ers have been very consistent with this. Offense, defense, like just period. So like, chill out on Juwan Jennings. It's going to be great having him out there just as a blocker, team leader, being reliable, convert a couple third downs. That's huge, but do not expect a huge game, like at all. Tommy, John, over under 1.5 extra points for Moody. I'm going over. Yeah, you better score more than 2 touchdowns. Now, can Moody make both those? Sure. You know, the 49ers are favored by about 2.5 points, depending on your betting, where you're at week 1. That should go up a little bit with all of these returners, not Juwan Jennings, but Dominic Pooney back already on a Monday. That's huge. Kalia Davis, starting defensive tackle. Huge. Upton Stout, starting nickel corner probably. He has a practice in a month, so I don't know. I might send Chase Lucas out there first and rotate series, but I don't know. They want it to be Upton. Etern Gross-Mato's not a starter, but I do think he might be the guy that they kick inside on those NASCAR packages. Like, that's Russell Gage, I guess, technically is a starter. He's going to be your third wide receiver. Man, Juwan Jennings, starter. Pooney, starter. Kalia Davis, starter. Upton Stout, possible starter, will be eventually. Russell Gage, starter. That's 5 starters that you got back. 5. You only start 22. That's over 20%. Starters returned for your bonus practice. Now they get a day off. See how they respond. Get out there Wednesday, Thursday are your hard days. Today wasn't a hard day. Oh, man. Once D-Rob returns, that's when we're scary. Dude, I love DeMarcus Robinson. That dude has been quarterback proof all training camp, all preseason. Because of the suspension, they got him out there taking snaps with Tanner Mordecai, Carter Bradley, you know, freaking Uncle Rico. Don't give a damn. He's making him look good. And he has looked incredible with Brock Purdy and Mac Jones and his time with those guys. So I'm pretty excited about that. Once you get to week 3, and that goes back to this Kendrick Bourne conversation, if he can't go week 1 or week 2, I'm not quite sure how important that is. And so he's got to be out there. Howdy. What's up, Howdy? The Texas in me, I had to highlight that comment. I have no choice. I have no choice. Kalia Neter, give the Niners amazing depth at the defensive line as well. I agree. You know, they are so high on Neter Gross Matos. He just had stayed healthy. And I do think that they want him to be that inside pass rusher on NASCAR. He had a lot of success and it just couldn't stay healthy. It just couldn't stay healthy. Yeah, right here, Calachipto. Watkins doesn't know the playbook in full yet. Proved it on his pick. Shanahan doesn't trust young guys. He does not trust young guys, period, paragraph. That's just not wide receivers. It's one of the most advanced wide receiver playbooks in the NFL. It's been that way since the beginning, since Shanahan showed it. It's always been that way. Always, always. Ben, over under on how many Seahawks Juwan throws through the Gatorade stand. It's got to be 0.5 because that dude's got a lot of anger. And you don't like me when I'm angry, right? Like, that's the idea. Juwan, and especially if Juwan Jennings goes out there, doesn't get a lot of targets, which I wouldn't make him the focal point of the offense. He got taken out on somebody. So you get to that third drive and he ain't got a target yet. That dude going to kill somebody. I'll tell you right now, Tyreek Woolen, who's a damn good corner in the NFL, but is soft. He is soft. It's hard to say that about Texas boys. He's a Texas dude. He is soft, but like, come on, man. He has to be looking at the news today and just going, damn, I got to play a pissed off Juwan Jennings that didn't get paid. I don't even know what color Juwan Jennings' hair is going to be, but I can tell you this, man, that boy's going to be seeing red all damn day Sunday. He's going to be putting people in the turf. I would say over 1.5 personal foul penalties against, like, he might get ejected. Like, that might be a thing. I wouldn't even be mad. The penalty yardage, I'm always against that, but you guys know me. I'm a Dre Greenlaw, like, fiend. Go set that damn tone. You put those dudes in the ground. You make your statement. You earn those penalty yards. I will take it. Dude, if you told me Juwan Jennings has two personal foul penalties, I'm just like, I'll take it. Right now, sign up for it. Like, set the damn tone. Like, oh, dude, how excited are you guys, man? Like, these were the questions that we were just like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my. Answered. And you didn't have to pay him. You didn't have to pay him. Juwan Jennings back. Dominic Pooney back. Kalia Davis back. Upton Stout back. Inter Gross Matos back. Russell Gage back. Kind of. Doesn't have the same effect when you say Russell Gage is back. Not that he's like a bad player, but like, yeah, I mean, the other ones are like, yeah, like Russell Gage, yeah, yeah. But 52 out of 53 guys back practicing. It just, it's awesome, man. It is awesome. Charlie, with Pearsall, D-Rob, and JJ, people were forgetting about Watkins. That's a long-term development play. Always was. And so whatever you had, you know, D-Rob suspended, which we're going to have to go through, when Juwan Jennings was a question mark, like, you had to have somebody step into wide receiver two or three. Yeah, like, the best thing for Jordan Watkins is to be the number four or five wide receiver and to be the returner. Backup punt returner and number two kick returner. So you got Sky Moore out there and Jordan. That's the best thing for him as a rookie. Learn, watch, adapt, figure it out. Get a couple, you know, 5 to 10 snaps a game at the wide receiver spot on long drives. Send them out there for some clear out. Yes, like, that's what you want to do with them. That's what's best in the NFL. I wish the Niners could do that at every position with their rookies, where they're supposed to redshirt and learn. Now, it was always frustrating whenever in the past we had rookies shine and then just get put on ice. I don't like that. I want them to be involved, but I don't want them dependent upon, right? And so that's why I like the Kalia Davis thing, is because now Alfred Collins and CJ West, they're not going to start. They get to rotate in and learn the position. I like the Yetur Gross Matos thing because I do think Mikael Williams starts, but you're not dependent upon him playing 40 snaps a game, which he shouldn't as a rookie. He should not. Rookies should play 20 to 25 snaps unless they're all world and prove they can handle it, but allow them to develop into what you want them to be. Healthy depth rotation that brings about development. Overplaying people when they're not ready, that is a negative. Now, the 49ers haven't done that, you know, historically. This roster is different, and you do have to rely on rookies more so than in the past. That's what yesterday's episode was about. But still, man, If you told me right now, Mikael Williams, Alfred Collins, CJ West, Upton Stout, all get 20 snaps, just 20 snaps week one, dude, hell yeah. Probably going to get more for a few of them. I think Alfred Collins probably a little less because he's first, second down player only and rotating only. But like, I want them to play. I just don't want them out there nonstop, and like how it goes with them will determine that. Monkey, if it's not bad weather, we have a chance with Purdy every game. Stinks we have some guys missing the Seattle game, but Purdy with good weather, yeah, dude, 100%. And I remember saying last year, like I was at the couple different rain games. Like, I'm not betting the 49ers on a rain game. I was at the rain game against Seattle where he did ball out in the playoffs and handled his business. But yeah, that's the Achilles heel of the 49ers. And so, yeah, that's, you know, kind of do with that what you will. Right here, John Paul. John, downloaded TickPick. How long should I wait to get Saints Niner tickets in Texas? Look, I'll say this. I haven't even looked at tickets yet for the Seattle game, which is this week. I typically wait until 3 days before, and I start to look and get kind of an understanding of where tickets in certain sections are going for. I like to sit between the 20s and the 200 to 300 section. That's just where I like, because I get the film advantage. So if you want to be close to the sideline or end zone or where, like wherever, figure out and try to get an understanding of the market for those tickets. Now, if I see something that falls, and I've gone to so many games, like I can kind of judge, oh, this is actually a relatively good deal. And that's a cool thing about TickPick, is it shows you, oh, this is a good deal. It rates it. It had a deal score, all that kind of stuff on there. And so if you see something that falls into your category, then you jump on it. So if I see something Thursday that is like, man, that's in my budget, it's the area where I want to sit, I'll just take it and I'll jump on it. But sometimes I get greedy. And for that Saints game, Niners fans are going to be everywhere, but the Superdome is huge and the Saints suck. So I don't think those tickets are going to be expensive. I would probably wait until the night before or morning of, depending on how much you're drinking. It's my birthday weekend, so anyway, you be careful with that one. But yeah, I would wait. Those tickets will continue to go down. They will go down, period. So again, Saints are not good. Giant stadium with a lot of seats, depending on where your budget is. Now, if you're somebody that has to sit close to the sidelines and stuff like that, then you might not want to wait as long. But I'm balling on a budget. I go to all these games. I don't spend a lot on game tickets. I do not spend a lot on game tickets. I'm not close to the end zone. Unless somebody's got a free ticket, they're like, hey, John, you want to come sit with me? The answer is, hell yeah, I want to come sit with you. But again, I don't spend a lot on tickets. I'm pretty cheap. I spend everything I got on parties and tailgates. And I ain't even mad about that. Now, I told you guys we're going to share just a couple of bets. Our bets are up. Our season-long bets are up on the 49ersrush.com and on our Patreon for all Jerry Rice tier and above. We'll post our bets every single week. But if you bet anything, anytime this year, you got to use my bookie. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want, all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So, football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. All right, right here, Vic the Bambino. He says, what's your favorite bet for week one? I don't do week one bets until I get all of the, all of the injury reports out for teams. But I'll tell you right now, I've been saying it. I have already bet Brock Purdy under 32.5 pass attempts week one. Like that, I don't care that JJ's back. Again, that's not going to swing the momentum for me. You need to run the football. Like, on the road, wide receivers haven't even been practicing, all those different things. So, yeah, that's kind of where I am on that. But I wait for my week one bets until I get the, you know, practice reports and health reports and injury reports, right? The Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's usually whenever I post those. So kind of Thursday, Friday, Saturday is whenever I post those on a given week. Now, if I'm hosting multiple events and traveling and flying across the country, yeah, that time crunch gets moved up and down. But we post every week. Now, season-long bets, the things I always look for that do me really, really well is you look for the competitive divisions. Like, you don't want, like, the Bills, like, I didn't even bet the AFC East. Like, the Bills have won, I think, 7 straight divisions. And, like, the payout, if you bet, like, $10 on the Bills to win the division, you get, like, $2 back. The payout's not there. They're going to win the division. But then you look at, like, the long shot bets of Miami or whatever else. It's like, dude, those guys don't have a chance. Like, it's not there. So, my favorite bets, and again, I posted about 20 of them. My favorite bets are the competitive divisions where the odds are in your favor. And so the payout is huge. Like, for example, the Jaguars. Like, I think that that conference, the AFC South, is not a quality division. I don't think it's good. I think it's up for anybody. But when you look at the payout for the Jaguars, which I love Liam Cohen. I think he's a weird dude, Duval. But he's a damn good play caller, and I think one of the better play callers in the NFL. Dude, if that starts to click with Trevor Lawrence and Brian Thomas Jr. and that offensive line and some things, it's not a quality division. It's really like Houston Texans. I like the Texans to win it, but man, that offensive line, I just don't know. I just don't know. And with what they're doing, it's kind of weird. They're changing everything. So, like, do I think the Texans are going to win it? Probably. But whatever, you put $5 down on the Jaguars and you get paid back 14 plus, that's huge. So the payouts and the odds kind of match. If you want to hedge that bet with like a $5 on top, like, I don't bet a lot. Tony Gwynn's in the Hall of Fame. I bet to make money. Now, you can change whatever, but I show you exactly what I bet and then what you get paid out on as well. But I'm taking the Jaguars and the Falcons because the odds are just too damn good. And I think they have a legitimate chance to win their divisions. I do. I did take the 49ers to win the NFC West, but like, that's not a positive payout. You bet 5 to win 7.7. You know, and again, when you do season-long bets, you got to understand that money's tied up all year. You don't get that back until January. So always bet with entertainment and never bet anything that you cannot afford to lose. Don't bet to pay your bills. That is stupid. Don't do that. It is entertainment and to be more fun. That is the approach that we take. And I'm not the huge parlay guy. I love teasers, and you'll see those week one. We'll get those out there. But anyway, John Chapman equals Birdman meme. Thank you. I appreciate that. They will no longer kick it in the end zone. You want to bet? Jake Moody has no idea where that ball is going when it comes off his foot from the kickoff tee. Ask the police officers that he hit 10 yards out of bounds. And like, want to bet, the consistency is just not there with Jake Moody. It ain't going to be there. It's never going to be there. 49 reasons. Is Robert Saleh going to run the 5-man front? I would like to. I really would like to. Now, Kubiak, right? So if we jump over to what the Seahawks do, Clint Kubiak is their OC, and you see what he did with Minnesota back in the day, with what he did with the Saints, was with the Niners for a season. He loves 11 personnel. Now, he might do some 12, but, you know, they do have a fullback. They drafted Robbie Oots, but he's probably not going to be playing out there. So I don't think we're going to see 21 personnel, but you might see some 12. They do like their young tight ends. I doubt we'll see 5-man, but I would like to. I would like to. It would be different if you had more defensive tackles ready, right? So you have Khalil Davis and Jordan Elliott, who I'm excited about. But man, like CJ West, Alfred Collins, like, who amongst those guys has proven we got to keep them out there? I don't think you're there yet. And so you don't have the three defensive tackles that you love. Now, you want to kick in Ichir Gross-Matos as kind of like that 4-eye technique, two defensive ends. All right, now we're talking. But I do not see the Seattle Seahawks going extra offensive linemen, maybe a couple double tight situations, but that's about it. So You might get some five-man fronts. I'm not sure this is the week. I wouldn't mind trying it out for a series, though, just to spice things up, put that on film for the other teams. You know, you go out there, start the second half with a five-man front. We've seen them do that before. I'd be cool with that. And just out there for the first two plays. Get them off the field, see what that looks like. I'd be cool with that. Zach Francisco, John, who do you think has more rushing yards, CMC or Bijan Robinson? I think CMC will be more of a receiver. Both those guys are receiver options, neither one of which were gigantic. I don't think either one were really top four in receiving yards last year, or rush yards. So, yeah, that one's rough. I would go Saquon, Derrick Henry, those got James Cook, maybe a little bit more on the rushing yards only. But, man, Christian McCaffrey stays healthy. He's winning that one. That's the only question there. But, yeah, I'm a big Bijan guy. But, yeah, I don't know. I do not trust Shanahan using Christian McCaffrey as a receiving back. I wish he would. I really wish he would. I'm not sure he will. Did y'all see Bourne's training camp video? I haven't seen it yet. Release Gross Mottos. He's too hurt. I was all for releasing him and keeping Leonard Floyd and just allowing Leonard Floyd to be a 20 snap per game pass rusher. They chose to go with youth. So that decision's already been made. You're not releasing them now. That contract's way too big. But yeah, you are correct. Mottos and Cowan. The funny thing is Cowan was never hurt ever in his entire career until this year. Jacob Cowan's never been hurt. Never been hurt. He's never missed one college game in five seasons. Made it through all last offseason fine. Made it through all last season fine. He just messed up the playbook so he didn't get a play. Like, Jacob Cowan's legitimately only had, like, two injuries. They just happened back-to-back in routes on air at the hamstring. So, Jacob Cowan's never been hurt in his life before this year. Gross Mottos, three knee injuries since he signed with the 49ers, all same knee. So, yeah, I get that. But if you were going to release him, you had that chance. They chose him over Leonard Floyd, but he's ready week one. He's out there practicing. I'm excited about that. Ben, I don't know what we'll see on defense, but it'll be competent again. Welcome back, Robert Saleh. That's everything. No coverage busts, not, you know, telling the opposing offense what we're doing out of the huddle break. Every single third down, we were in cover one man under, and we telegraphed it, and we would have freaking Jair Brown manned up with a tight end. We would have Devondre Campbell manned up with a slot wide receiver. You're like, what the hell are you doing? And you telegraphed that? You couldn't line up the bunch trips at all last year. That is a high school offense. Couldn't do it. You're in man coverage. You can't guard bunch trips. Jeez. That is out the window. That is time of the past. Oh, you're trying to get me worked up, man. Yeah, try to Invader. I like Bosa to break Alden Smith's sack record. They do that. If Bosa has that type of a year, you're winning the division. I would put the over under at Bosa sacks probably at 11.5, which would be awesome. If he got 12 sacks, that's great. I know everybody's like 18 sacks or whatever. Like, that's a career year. Literally, I think last year the leader in sacks had 16.5. I would say 11.5 is where I would put it. But yeah, man, Invader, Saleh and Gus Bradley will field a top 10 defense. Again, you have a top 10 defense this year. You are winning the division. At worst, you're making the playoffs. Top 10 is an incredible ask from where you were last year. Top 10 is an incredible ask with all these rookies, but it is a possibility. Like, I do agree with you. The confidence level is pretty high, but you have to kind of grade on a curve early, because I think even if they are top 10 overall, I don't think they're going to be that early. Now, you are playing the worst quarterback stretch in the NFL this entire season. Like, you do not play a top five quarterback at any point in the season. You have on the schedule Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford twice, CJ Stroud. Like, those are your top four quarterback matchups all year. That's, and I'm not, like, this is not a slight against Matt Stafford or Baker Mayfield or CJ Stroud. Like, those are good quarterbacks. I think that those are kind of top 12 quarterbacks, but, like, you're not playing, you know, Mahomes. You're not playing Lamar Jackson. You're not playing Josh Allen. You're not playing Joe Burrow. Burrow. You're not playing. And again, you want to put other people in that, whatever. I don't care. But man, I'm just saying the schedule is in your favor, but those rookies are going to take time. They take time and you're going to have misses. Is Jair Brown starting? I don't think you're going to have a top 10 defense with Jair Brown out there. Now, when does Malik Mustafa come back? When does Marquis Siegel take over that role? Like if Jair Brown keeps doing what he's been doing in the preseason training camp, he ain't going to be out there long. I don't have a lot of confidence as long as 27's suited up out there. I do not. I just don't. I don't have a lot of confidence in Upton Stout early. I want to see it. Let's get your popcorn ready. But again, he hasn't taken one snap against another jersey, right? Like he has only played against the 49ers, missed a month, all of preseason. Now he's back out there practicing today, but like he ain't seen anything. And you better get ready because week one, Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the slot, Cooper Kupp in the slot. Like you're getting young, quick, and you're getting old experience. You're getting everything thrown at you. Woo! Woo! John, are you going to be in New Orleans the week? Yeah, you betcha. That's my birthday, man. Yes. We have all the venues set. We're going to be at the Bourbon Street Drinkery on Bourbon Street Saturday the 13th from 2 to 6 p.m. And then we're going to be tailgating right under the Clarinet giant mural. It's right next to the Holiday Inn, two blocks from the stadium on Loyola Avenue. Man, we are going to be there. It's going to be the best party we've ever thrown. It's up there, man. We are sparing no expense. I'm an idiot. Probably should have spared some expenses, but my wife doesn't know my business account, so we'll be okay. It's going to be a good time, baby. It's going to be a good time. I'm freaking excited. Right here, Charlie. I want Bosa, Cali, Mikel Huff on NASCAR. Dude, Kalia Davis out there. You got to have one tackle. Robert Saleh's done that even at New York. You have one defensive tackle and three end players. Huff and Bosa out there guaranteed. And I think you could rotate those two interior guys. Mikel Williams, Mikel's going to be great there. I just don't want to give him too much early. Like, I just want him to be that edge return guy that develops into that NASCAR package. Like, I want Eter Gross Matos there early because I want to simplify things for the rookies early. Eventually, yes, Charlie, that is what I want. But maybe not until like week three or four. So like I'm fine just telling Eter, like, look, you're Bravo group and you're NASCAR. You're the Bravo strong side end going for Mikel. And then when we go NASCAR, we're going to kick you at like, again, I want 20 to 25 snaps for Mikel Williams. Like, I don't want to give that guy too much early. But I am with you. That is the long-term play. And probably C.J. West or Alfred Collins is who I wouldn't mind having there eventually. I know Alfred Collins isn't like your, you know, elite pass rusher, but I want that length out there. And that dude, literally, you look at the top four hustle plays from the preseason, they're all Alfred Collins. Like, all of them. Like, I love the effort, how good he is against screens, and just the height to get into the passing, you know, window. But anyway, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I got Kalia. I got you. Oh, I can't wait. Look at all the emojis. Thank you, RTP. Yeah, and Charlie agrees with me. You two gross models on NASCAR, I'll be happy with too. And just how does that knee respond? You got to pay attention to, does he turn gross models practice Wednesday? Because I was at a few training camps where YGM was out there practicing on the side and looked great. And it was just like, you know, I was up there chopping it up with Raj, RSF Niners. And it was like, dude, they're activating him tomorrow. And then he didn't practice for another 3 or 4 days because his knee hasn't responded. So today was a light practice. Today was a light practice. Monday, Tuesday's off. Wednesday's the hard practice. That's the full practice. So if Eter goes out there and is not practicing Wednesday, I don't even know if he's going to suit up. Like, that is, all right, now we're in trouble. But they chose to take him off the pup. You could have kept him on there for free. So, like, the knee seems to have been responding to a better degree than we have thought. It's just, man, can he get there? You know what I mean? So, like, Wednesday's going to be a very real indicator for Eter Gross Matos. He's got to practice Wednesday. After the day off tomorrow and then full practice Wednesday, if he misses that, he's probably going to be he's probably going to be scratched. I don't even think he's going to dress up. Yeah, we'll have to see what that looks like. Hmm. Yeah, so that's where it is. What's up, JP? Freaking cannot wait. Can't wait to go to see you Saturday. Got to go get some China food, man. I'm so pumped. But yeah, today, if you're just joining us, the number one thing, 52 out of your 53-man players are out practicing today in a bonus practice. Tomorrow's day off. You got hard practice Wednesday, Thursday, light practice Friday, walkthrough Saturday. You're ready. You're ready. Everybody that returned today, Juwan Jennings. Yeah. Contractitis is over. Dominic Pooney, starter, back. Khalia Davis, starter, back. Upton Stout will be a starter. Will he week one? I don't know, but he's back. Turk Grossmanos, back. Russell Gage, back. Man, I'm so pumped. Tomorrow, we got the John and Wayne Show, episode 1500. Man, that is crazy. I love my job, and I'm so thankful to you guys. Yeah, we already talked about my book. You got to go back and watch the show, JP. I know you just joined us. All the bets have been posted. Our season-long bets, week one bets, will come out probably Friday. I fly out early Saturday, early. But those are up. Those are there. You guys are the absolute best. Join us tomorrow. We're going to be giving away a lot of stuff. Get your trivia ready. I'll ask a couple questions on air. We're going to be giving away D'Amador Lenore jerseys, some T-shirts, some different stuff. Join us. It's going to be a blast. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.